Some words on Shivasar Batamas from Rav Avram Shor Shlita. And a Sefer Alecha V'Aliva V'Tamas and Av written in Tufshin Ayin Hay, around 5 years ago. He writes a beautiful insight in Shivasar Batamas, which I think could be very apropos for the days that we live in right now. He calls this Shivasar Batamas Yom Chizik B'Inyane Yamuna. He says that the 17th day of Tamas, which is coming upon Klai Yisrael Be'ez Hashem this Thursday, he says that Shivasar Batamas has to do all with about Amuna. We know Chazal tells us, it's written in the Mishnah, that five things happened to Klai Yisrael on Shivasar Batamas, but two of those things that happened were the breaking of the Luchos by the Cheda Egel, and also the Bittel HaKarban HaTamid. The Karban HaTamid stopped happening. Says Rav Shor, what is the connection? What is the interconnection between the sin of the Cheda Egel? The Cheda Egel happened on Shivasar Batamas. And what also happened on Shivasar Batamas? The Bittel Atamid, the stopping of the Karban Atamid, which is actually this week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, as the Kevas Achat Tasab Abogev, as the Kevas Hashanei Tasab Eremayim, when they would bring the sacrifice in the morning and the sacrifice in the afternoon, that stopped on Shivasar Batamas. What is the connection between the two? And what is the lesson for us? And Rav Shor goes on to tell us, he says, the Rambam tells us, the Perakei Henoch Hilchos Tainis, that the days that we fast are not just days that we just to commemorate things that bad things happen on, but they're days of tshuva, the days of repentance. Yesh shem sham yomim shekhoi yisrael mis'an behem, ne'atzor she'i behem, le'kidei le'orah ha'levavos, le'ftoyach darche tshuva. They're days of tshuva. And Shor continues, and he quotes the Chasam Sofer in Orachaim Simon Reish Chesh in his Shalos and Shuvos, that the Iker set part of a day of a fast day is not just thinking about what happened on the day, but it's a day of tshuva. So he says at the end of the day, if it's the day of tshuva, we have to know what the root source, what was the connection of the Chet HaEgel and the Bittel HaTamid. We're not going to talk about the other three things right now. Why specifically the Chet HaEgel? What's the connection between the sin of the golden calf and the canceling of the Karban HaTamid? Rav Shor brings us to the Ein Yaakov, the Hakdama, who brings the Medrash. Most Svarim say we don't know where this Medrash is, but it's a very famous Medrash. What is the most important pasuk in the Torah? And one Tana says this Vavtalech HaKamocha, and one Tana says that Shema Yisrael, and the next Tana says, Penpazi says as a kevazachat aseba boker. You want to know what the most important pasuk is? The pasuk by Karban Tam in this week's parsha is Pinchas. When you bring the sacrificial lamb in the morning and the lamb in the afternoon, that's the most important pasuk. And the word is that all the Sfarim say, why is that? And they agreed. As a kevazachat aseba. Why would that? That's more important than Shema Yisrael. That's more important for Avodah Kamocha. Yes, because in Judaism, consistency is everything. But Rav Shor goes a little deeper and says, why Dafka? Is that what's the connection of the Karban Tamid and the Cheda Egel? So he says, he quotes from the Lev Simcha, the son of the Emor Emes, the Lev Simcha, the Ger Rebbe, Zichus Tzadik Aleinu. He says, you know, when the pasuk says, "As the Keves Achet Haseba Boker," Keves doesn't just mean lamb. Keves means of kibush, of conquering. He says that every single day, every single morning, a Jew has to wake up. You conquer the Yitzhar in the morning, and by Shema. And then you go out to work, and you make sure that you don't have your Lashon Hara by the water cooler, like Rabbi Goldberg said this morning. You make sure to act honestly, and you look at appropriate things. And you make sure you, as the Kibbutz HaChat HaZeh B'Boker, you're strong in the morning. And then as Kibbutz HaBar Ben Arbaim, when you come home as well, you're also strong at night. He says that at the end of the day, you don't want to know what the Tamid represents. The Karban Tamid represents the Koch of Amunah. Let's see the Leif Simcha inside. Ki keves echa mora al kfishas hayetzer, conquering one's yetzahara. Adam natsarach lichvosh hayetzer b'boker v'erev. Every Jew has to be able to understand that everyone has a responsibility and a chiyuv to conquer their yetzahara in the morning and the afternoon, and to sign up and to ignite themselves into the Jewish army. B'boker shishar harosh l'chayom, in the morning, that it should last the entire day. U'balayla, l'chol halayla, that it should last the entire night. And what's the number one way how to conquer this and how to re-enlist yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam's army? Who are they? Koach Amuna. Through believing, through the truth, through being truthful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, having belief and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Misha Yesh Lo Amuna, says Rav Shor, Yochel Iskaber Kol Nisyonos Bli Amuna Ein Zeh Be'Efsharos. Because someone who has faith in Hashem is able to be Iskaber in any Nisayon. But someone who does not have faith, someone who does not trust in the Bon Shem, someone who does not trust the Kaddish Baruch Hu, do you not have that Amunah in Hashem? You're not able to conquer anything in your life. And that's exactly what it means. Hakeves Achei Baboker V'Erev, Hu Akriyishma Baboiku V'Erev. Kriyishma B'Shekorin Be'Amunah. The whole point of Kriyishma is Amunah. And he quotes the Medrash and tells us that in V'Aschanan, that there's something called of a carbon Shema Yisrael Baboker, Shema Yisrael Be'Erev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'olifnei Yoisim Yikol HaKabonos. I love this carbon. The carbon of Shema Yisrael in the morning, the carbon of Shema Yisrael at night. For me, it's the one of the great, it's greater than all the carbonos. Because the carbon tamid of 2020. What's the carbon tamid of 2020? The carbon tamid of 2020, or after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was Shema Yisrael. You have a Munah in the Rabbanu Shom. You have a Munah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their belief in the Rabbanu Shom from morning until night. We wake up in the morning, we say, Mo Da'ani, and until your night when you go to sleep, and you say, Amapil, at the end of the day, we're also able to understand that our Jewish life runs around Shema. Our Jewish life runs, it runs on consistency. Right? America runs on Duncan. Judaism runs on Shema. I'm being able to understand that I am dedicating myself to the Rabbonu Shel. I'm putting myself in my hands, like Rabbi Goldberg always likes to say, let go, let God. Stop trying to control your entire life. Start believing in the Rabbonu Shel. Start trusting. What's going to be with school? What's going to be with camp? What's going to be in my parnasa? Obviously, do your shalas. You have to wear a mask and you have to take the proper precautions. But at the end of the day, there's certain things you can't control. Shema Yisrael, the Ikar Kavana is, I'm letting my life, giving my life over to the Rabbonu Shel. I remember one of the cards I got from Manny's. You know, they have these cards when you go to Publix or to Costco, they have these candies at the register. So and Manny's, they have these little pamphlets for 10, 20 shekels. So I used to get some of these magnets you put on the refrigerator. So I believe what the magnet said, the following. The magnet said, don't tell Hashem how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big Hashem is. Beautiful line. Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The Rabbonu Shel doesn't need to hear of this. The Rabbonu Shel doesn't run on teva. We said this a million times from the Eish Kodesh. When the Meragim come back and they say, we're not able because the giants and this and that, and get everyone scared. And Kalev steps up with such bravery. And what does Kalev say? Yachon Nuchala, we're able to do it. Eish Kodesh, the Chusar Eliyahu, Hashem Kam Tamim says, what does Yachon Nuchala, what does it have to do with the giants? Everyone's scared. They're scared out of their minds. Yachon Nuchala. Says the Eish Kodesh, such a beautiful insight. He was telling the Klai Yisrael and Jews in 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto who lost everything. He was telling them, stop thinking with your head and start thinking with your emunah. The Rabbonu Shel doesn't have to work on logic or on rational ways on how the Nazis are going to be defeated or how the virus is going to be defeated. The Rabbonu Shel wants the Nazis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the virus to be defeated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will defeat it. That's what Kalev is saying. Ki yachon nuchal, we could do it because we're not programmed to teva. We live l'malam in a teva. Like the Baal Tanya writes in Perek Yudches, that someone who lives with emunah, you're living l'malam in a teva, you're living above this world, you're living above nature. And that's what Rav Shor is saying over here. It's the keves achet taseh b'bokev, it's the keves achet taseh b'ram. But then what does the carbon tamen represent? The emunah that a Jew has to have in the Rabbonu Shel, and morning and in night. And that's the carbon tamen. And that, says Rav Shor, is the same thing by the Cheder Eagle. The Cheder Eagle was a lack of emunah. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? He said it was going to be 40 days. He said we'd be back. He said we'd be back. Says the Beis HaLevi, you want to know what the Iker Cheder of the Rav Shor quotes from the Beis HaLevi? What was the Iker sin of the Cheder Eagle? That we needed to know, where is Moshe Rabbeinu? And if he wasn't there, we gave it all up. And when he said, the Beis HaLevi says that the Cheder Eagle took away, we know Chazal tell us that we did the Cheder Eagle, it took away Na'as of Nishma. We took away the crowns of Na'as of Nishma. What's Na'as of Nishma? Na'as of Nishma is, we will do, we will listen. We're fully in. And the Cheder Eagle says, we're not fully in. We don't understand. We have to understand. We have to understand and comprehend everything that's going to happen. And nothing's happening, everything in my way, in my cookie cutter. I'm going to give it all up. Says the Beis HaLevi, So he says, you want to know at the end of the day, what was the chait of the chait eagle? That they had to understand. And when they didn't understand, they threw it all away. That's the exact avoda of the bitul tamid. Bitul tamid means we stop living with emuna. We stop living with the Rabbanu Shalom. We stop believing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu fully in our lives, in the morning and at night. As the kevas hachad ha'asab ha'okar, we stopped with the bitul tamid. And that was the sin of the cheda eagle. It was the same exact thing. And that's why it's not stam that it happened in the same day, says of Shor. It happened in the same day because it was a lack of emuna by the cheda eagle. Like the base of Levi says, we had to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was. And we didn't know. We threw it all away, and that was the opposite of Matan Torah. That was the opposite of Har Sinai. That was the opposite of Nas of Nishma, and that's why the Bitul Tamid, because the Tamid says the Leiv Simcha is like a Kevas Achet Hasab Boker, that I reenlist my Emunah on the Moshe in the morning throughout for that the entire day, and you do it again in the late afternoon for the entire night. That I'm reenlisting myself in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Says of Shor that Shavas Bet Hamas Yom Chizik Binyanei Emunah. It's a day of Chizik and Emunah. The day I understand you, that we're davening for Emunah. That maybe I don't know what's going to be with the virus. I don't know. I do not know what's going to be throughout the entire year. What's going to be out? What's going to be with school? What's going to be with camp? What's going to be with my finances? I'm going to do my ishtalas. But it says of Shor, at the end of the day, Shavuos Betamuz is the day of Chizik and Emunah. And finally, just end off with the beautiful minute that he gives. He says that we know the minute Klal Yisrael is to cover your eyes when you say Shema. He says in the Sefer Kol Aryeh B'Psichas the Sefer HaTshuvos. The Kol Aryeh in the Psicha of his Sefer HaTshuvos, he says, why is it that we cover our eyes by Shema? Ki shemeis yad alayin hu bitul koach ha'avana v'ariyah ha'sichli. You cover your eyes to show the Rabbanu Shalom that I'm getting rid of my physical need to know, to understand with my knowledge and my logic. I'm giving up my full das and I'm putting my das into you. Ki Hashma Yisrael mitoch emuna, lo mitoch havana, says of Shor. My Shema is emunadik. And it's not that I have to understand everything. When you cover your eyes, you're telling the Rebbe Shalom, I'm giving up myself. I'm giving up my entire life to you, Rebbe Shalom. My entire family is up to you. My entire parnasa is up to you. Everything in my life is up to you, you, you. Like the Kedushas Levi, that Maisa, that song that he says, you, 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 only you. Like my Rebbe, Rav David Weinberg, says, only you, only you. And when a Jew lives their lives with only you, only you, that's a life to be able to live with menuchas nefesh. Be able to live a little bit of calm when realizing it's not all about you, but it's about you, capital Y, that they're born from running the veld. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. Shavuos Betamuz. It's not stam that Parshas Pinchas falls out this week. The Karban Atamid is in Parshas Pinchas. Because at the end of the day, it's a time for us to be able to re-enlist ourselves with a full amunah, full bitachon der bonashom. And if these two things, the cheda eagle, according to the Beis Halevi, was the lack of amunah, because we had to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was, which wiped out the Nas of Anishma, which wiped out the amunah of Nas of Anishma. And the bitul tamid, and he quoted from the Rav Shor, quoted from the Leif Simcha, it says at the end of the day, what's the tamid? That you re-enlist in the morning throughout the whole day, and you re-enlist the late afternoon for the entire night, or the amunah and Chodesh Baruch Hu. Their days, mamish filled with amunah. It's a yom chizik le'amunah, says Rav Shor. Hashem should bless us, that the more we talk about Emunah, like the Korban Rebbe said, Hamanti ki adaber. The more you talk about Emunah, Hamanti ki adaber. I got my Emunah ki adaber because I talked about Emunah. You have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. You have to learn about it. The more we do it, Bez Hashem, the more it will become part of our DNA. And we'll start living lives that we have to understand and feel and know and everything has to make sense and start letting go, like Rabbi Goldberg says, let go and let God. You have to do your shtadlis. But then they to know their bonesham runs our lives. As Hashem is Shibasar Stovus, as Hashem is Barach, as our Shor says, Yom Chizik Le'amuna should be a tremendous day of Amuna and Bitachon, and in re encouraging and re enlisting ourselves in Amuna and the Rabbanu Shem Shkoch.